Hello, this is Chetan Narula reporting for Cricket World from the Sydney Cricket Ground,
where South Africa have beaten Sri Lanka by 9 wickets in the first quarter-final of the 2015 ODI World Cup and entered the semi-finals. JP Duminy took a hat-trick as South Africa's bowlers were the ones who set up this 9-wicket win over Sri Lanka at the Sydney Cricket Ground. Sri Lanka won the toss and elected to bat first, but they were bowled out for just 133 runs on what was a typically slow but still a good batting wicket. South Africa's pacemen had reduced Sri Lanka to 4 for 2, putting on an improved show from the pool stage. Then leg spinner Imran Tahir took 4 for 26 in 8.2 overs, and Duminy took 3 for 29 in 7, and they made sure that the Lankans never got out of first gear. South Africa then completed an emphatic win by finishing on 134 for 1 with 32 overs to spare. Quinton de Kock, who had just managed a few runs in the first six innings of his World Cup, was 78 not out in the end. At the other end, Faf du Plessis was unbeaten on 21 runs. Victory for the South Africans meant that they have finally broken the Sydney Cricket Ground voodoo after their semi-final loss to England in 1992 and have finally won a knockout match in the ODI World Cup. Now they will face the winners of Saturday's match between New Zealand and West Indies in the semi-final, which will be played in Auckland on March 24. Meanwhile, this defeat means the end of the ODI careers of Kumar Sangakkara and Mahela Jayawardene.